Madison has overtaken Milwaukee in terms of the city's overall property values. That's according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum, a nonpartisan organization that looks at state and local government. WUWM's Latoya Dennis talked with Research Director Jason Stein about the reasons for the change and what the property value indicator means. Stein says the shift was a long time in the making.
We saw that in 1988, the property values in Milwaukee were $12 billion and $5.3 billion in the city of Madison. So Milwaukee property value is more than twice as large there. And then, you know, in 2018, we now see that, you know, Madison at $28.7 billion and Milwaukee at $28.3. Madison's gone from being less than half of the city to being greater than the city of Milwaukee in just 30 years. So that's a remarkable shift. And it reflects several factors. I mean, it reflects stronger economic growth in the city of Madison. It reflects a stronger growth in population in the city of Madison. And if you look at the report, the number of residents in the city of Madison rose by 40.7% from 1988 to 2017, whereas during that same period, the population in the city of Milwaukee actually decreased by 1.8%. From 1990 to 2017, employment in Madison, so the total number of jobs, increased 38% and declined 3.6% in Milwaukee. So that kind of tells you the different stories that's happening there. And then one other factor is that the city of Milwaukee is bounded by Lake Michigan and other cities. So it basically has not had any annexation over this period that could, you know, add land from other communities that would bring, you know, additional property values. And Madison has grown by annexation over that period of time.
So do you expect to see this trend continue?
I would expect that long-term trend of a gradual change to continue. At least there's no sign that it's not going to continue. I guess what would be an open question is to what degree this accelerated trend continues, or whether we go back to this period where Madison was slowly outpacing Milwaukee, or whether we continue in sort of what's been in the last decade, a more accelerated outpacing.
Obviously, Milwaukee is the largest city in the state. With this trend, do you see that starting to change at all?
Milwaukee is Wisconsin's first-class city. It is our largest and most important city economically, and that has not changed. So, I mean, this is just one factor. I mean, you know, Milwaukee County, for instance, still has 459,000 jobs compared to the 315,000 in Dane County. And the city of Milwaukee leads Madison in employment by an even greater degree. And then in 2016, the Milwaukee area had a gross domestic product. So in other words, in 2016, the value of the goods and services produced in the greater Milwaukee area was more than twice that of the value of the goods and services produced in the Madison area. So it's important to note that this is just one factor, this is just one snapshot, but on a range of other metrics, Milwaukee remains more important and will be more important for some time to come.
Jason Stein is research director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum. He spoke to WUWM's Latoya Dennis about a report showing that the total property value in Madison has overtaken that in Milwaukee.